beautiful community. It is me, your girl, and your self-love bestie, Selena Green, with the Hot Girls Healing Podcast. And welcome! It's season two. Okay, two buns, two seasons. Stars in my ears because she's a starra. Okay, so we're really stepping into it this season. I have learned a lot. I've grown a lot. I feel like a whole different person compared to last season. But definitely still continuing on my self-love journey. Definitely still being a part of a community, a part of a village that I pour into, that pours into me. I've started doing a lot of stuff, y'all. Like, let me tell you, since last season, I have started to work for my own company, my own business. I'm not part of the nonprofit sector anymore. I'm now a for-profit business that works with community-based organizations. So that's been a big shift for me and the way that I organize. I've started taking my self-love workshop on the road. So if you're in the Seattle area and you hear about it, child, get your ticket, because the self-love workshop and the self-love day retreat, which I've started doing both since the end of season one, are out here. People in the Seattle area, especially Black people, especially queer Black people, my program is created especially for us. So it definitely benefits everyone. As you know, none of us are free until we're all free. But definitely Black queer people, I'm pouring love into this space for us. I'm trying to carve a lane for us and our healing. And I want to share that with you. So come to the self-love workshop if you see it. Come to the self-love day retreat if you see it. The other thing that I've started is I started it last year, but I completed it this year and it is published. I wrote the self-love prompted journal. So it is available for purchase online. I'm also going to be out this spring and summer in Seattle area selling these books at different marketplaces. So stay tuned. Follow the Hot Girls Healing Podcast on social media at Hot Girls Healing Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter if you want as well at Selena G. It is a little bit messier over there, but y'all know Twitter. So let's talk about what y'all can expect on season two of this podcast so I can wrap this episode up. You know, I don't like talking to myself. Season two is about to be amazing, y'all. Like, the first season, I was really finding my stride in the podcasting space. I was like whispering about my podcast because of the reputation. They threatened to repossess all podcasting equipment. So when I first entered the scene, I was a little bit more timid. You know, I was like, this is something that people have encouraged me to do. I felt like I was still trying to accept the power and the value of my voice and my analysis. And so through season one, I really stepped into that place. I got my big girl panties on now. And season two is reflective of that. It's focused. It's rich. We're talking about vulnerability. We're talking about friendship breakups. We're talking about, you know, knowing your ancestors. And obviously through all of these things, we are talking about healing. We're talking about, you know, fixing, and not even fixing ourselves because we are inherently whole, you know, but really returning to ourselves, peeling off these extra layers that society has put onto us that are weighing us down and making us into people that we were never meant to be. And so through this journey of second season, I'm inviting y'all to really tap in. Like, it's about to be so exciting. I don't want to talk too much about it because I want you guys to hear from the amazing people that I'm interviewing this season. It's definitely more people who are both close to myself, who are members of my community, who I organize with here in Seattle. I'm also meeting people as I'm traveling. I'm going to podcast conferences now. I'm doing little business trips. Okay. So I'm starting to also have those people on my podcast as well. Like, it's growing, it's expanding. It's breathing, it's living. This is a movement, and I invite you to join me. This is my movement. This is your movement. This is our movement, okay? Hot Girls Healing and Healing in Community. So strap in for season two, y'all. I'm not going to talk to you too much more on this episode, but you will hear me running my mouth. That is one thing that I will do. So I'm grateful. I live every single day in gratitude. I romanticize my life. I encourage you to do the same. The more love I found that I pour into myself, the more love I'm capable of pouring into other people. The more kindly I speak to myself, the more capacity I have to speak kindly to others. The more that I'm patient with myself and honor my own boundaries, the more I'm able to be patient with others. The more I have practice in honoring other people's boundaries or acknowledging boundaries, you know. So this is a process. It is growth. I am not a perfect person. I am a healing person. I'm a queer person. I'm a Black person. And if you find value in those things, you will find value in this space. I'm not trying to sell it to nobody. This is for people who see something for themselves here. I invite you to stay. All right. I think that's all I really had to say about this season. It's very exciting for me already. At this point, while I'm filming this episode, I haven't even finished filming all the episodes for this season. I don't even know where it's going to end. There's so much room for possibility. There's so much room for miracles, for growth, for my mind to be blown, for the universe to show me, you know, that it has plans that are beyond what I can even imagine. I'm so, so grateful, y'all. I'm wide open. I'm excited to see what happens on this beautiful healing journey that we are all on together on this rock that we call Earth, floating in space through the universe. So much love to you all. Much peace to you all. Peace to Palestine. Peace to Sudan. Peace to all oppressed people. Peace to Yemen. None of us are free until all of us are free. Hot Girls Healing.
Healing.